low pay and exploitation, black workers lead the fight back. April Ashley, Unison National Executive Committee Black Member Seat, Personal Capacity. We have raised our head up high. We have achieved something. We have a chance to put our case in upcoming pay negotiations, and we have hope something will be achieved. If not, we are still strong, and we will mobilize our people, Ebrim Asanka, Royal London Unite Rep. In summer 2017, black and minority ethnic workers were key among those leading a shining, inspiring, example of a fight back against austerity. Cleaners, porters and catering staff, big numbers of black and migrant women workers among them have taken 24 days of strike action over the summer against low pay at 4 hospitals in Barts Health Trust in London. In their union, Unite, they took strike action against billion-dollar company Serco, which runs ancillary services at Barts Health NHS Trust. Workers face super exploitation from Serco, which is engaged in a race to the bottom as the company intensifies harsh working conditions without increasing wages, often leaving black workers at the bottom of the heap. Enough is enough. Tired and ill from overworking, these workers said enough is enough, refused to take this lying down, and launched a struggle for decent pay. With big bold and noisy picket lines and a 1,000-strong march and rally in East London, they joined the battle. Demands were modest, for an increase of 30p an hour, as they were a newly organized workforce. But the strike garnered widespread interest. National newspapers and Channel 4 News covered the strike as an example of workers suffering under the brutal reality of austerity, and consequently why so many workers flocked to Jeremy Corbyn's anti-austerity message. But more importantly, trade unionists and activists throughout Britain and internationally rallied to support the Barts strikers as they understood we are all in it together, an injury to one is an injury to all. Other workers taking action in the summer, linked up with the Barts strikers, British Airways cabin crew who were on strike, and low-paid workers at the Bank of England. I made a solidarity visit from my Unison branch, and met an angry, but determined picket line. Strikers were bitter over Barts Unison Health Workers branch not supporting the strike, but felt they had no other choice but to strike on their own. The strikers have now agreed a deal with Serco, which didn't win everything but did get a 1% increase for workers on the original Serco contract and an increase to the London living wage for workers on the new contract, as well as non-consolidated lump sum payment. As Ebrim Asanka said, we just have to make our mark. We know they're, Serco, not going to give up easily, they're a big multinational company. Nothing is going to be given to us on a platter, we have to fight for it. It is our right to fight for what we need. In 20 years' time, there will be people who say those are the people who fought for what we are enjoying,